Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk, Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to all of our listeners out here in the Miami Valley. And folks, thanks for tuning in today. You know, this is part two of the show that we began last week. We started talking about how to fuel your 401k balance. And so we only got in part of the topics last week. We had a great conversation. Today, we're going to finish up that show. And then next week's show, folks, you're going to want to tune in next Sunday as well. We're going to share some tips on how you can finish strong in 2025. So just tune in also next week. Hey, but Tony, man, it's so good to have you on the show again today, brother. How you been?
Oh, I've been great. But you, Steve, are the pilot of the airwaves.
Yes, sir.
Here is my request.
Nice.
Love it.
Yeah.
We've had so much fun with that, Tony. We've had so much fun with that. The new logo.
The new show logo is the pilot of the airwaves. That's you, Steve, with your pilot goggles on.
I know. And it fits right into where I'm located right here in the Hall of Fame when it comes to aviation, you know, here at Wright-Patterson. So,
that's neat.
And we've had, you know, Tony, I've been doing this for a long time, and we've come up with concepts and logos over the years. Nobody has ever shared the pleasant comments on this new logo that we've seen now with the new Pilot of the Airwaves logo. It's a, you know, it's kind of a vintage look. If you go to our Temple Talk Radio, you'll see the new logo, but we've had a lot of great feedback, and we are going to get some t-shirts made up by request, and we'll probably have that done here in the next month. But fun stuff. But you know what, Tony? You know what else is going on? We are right in the heart of all the fair season. In fact, I was driving in this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and they were talking about where to go get the funnel cakes, right?
I love the funnel cakes.
There's fairs going on all around us right now. So, but they were talking about where to go get the best funnel cakes. And I know they even mentioned the Dayton Fairgrounds this year had 31 more food vendors, something like 160 food vendors total or something like that. And it's crazy. So, but this is the good weather here. It is hot. It's warm. And what a great time to get out and enjoy the fair. So.
Oh, I love going to the fair. I loved it as a kid. I love it as an adult. My kids love it. And of course, I'm from Minnesota, and Minnesota has the second largest state fair in the country and one of the largest fairs in the world. The Minnesota State Fair, it's called the Great Minnesota Get Together. Wow. Usually more than 200,000 people per day through.
That's there. Insane.
And the fairgrounds is a permanent fairgrounds. It's there. And it has streets. It has its own water tower. It's like its own city. And, it is, Texas has the number one, but only because it's longer. It's a full 2 weeks, and ours is a week and a half.
Okay.
But for single day attendance records, we hold that.
Wow.
There are so many great fairs around here, and I know in Ohio, in the area here, for our listeners, so many great fairs. I love it. And then, you know, I mean, it could be a career for some people. Listen to this. I mean, you know, you go to the fair, it's great. You see all the 4-H, the animals, you go to the food building, right. And it's just a lot of fun. So, Steve, what are we talking about here, though, today? We're talking about 401ks, and last week you covered a lot of topics.
We did.
Don't you go over a couple of the highlights from last week?
Yeah, some of the things we talked about last week, Tony, was making sure that you're fully taking advantage of that employer match. I mean, so many people I've met over the years, Tony, they're putting something in. They did the auto, you know, we also talk about auto enroll. Usually that's a 3% contribution, but sometimes that's not even enough to get the full company match. So we like to have these conversations with people that maybe they're not even aware that they aren't getting all the match. So something to inquire about. Know the vesting schedule was another thing. Also, maximizing what can you maximum that you can contribute along with your company match. We also talked about that. And we also mentioned, Tony, about the Roth portion of 401ks that have now taken a really strong hold. You know, 401ks have been around since the 70s. That's when they became very popular. And then later they started adding in the Roth opportunity where you can put money in. It is after tax, but that money is going to grow tax deferred and it will be tax free. So a lot of the folks we're meeting today, we're encouraging them to put a portion of their contribution going into the Roth portion as well. Some other things that we kind of talked about before we wrapped up the show last week was don't cash out early. We talked about the severity of the penalties, the taxes, and not to mention what the time value money of that would be by distributing it now early in your journey, what that could have grown to had you just left it alone. So, you know, we're trying to share some insight on some folks that give them some tips, Tony. Be more informed. And I just believe, Tony, the more informed you are, you're more prepared to make critical financial decisions. So we're going to kind of continue that same dialogue. And one of the things we started to touch on last week was fees. You need to understand what fees you're paying for your 401k. And it's not just, you know, there's an admin fee, but there's also the fees for each individual holding or investment you may have. So very carefully weigh into that. What are your fees you're paying on the funds you're investing in? They did disclose that, Tony, but sometimes it's just not easy to find the information. We're a big advocate looking at stock funds, looking at index funds, Tony. Those strategies don't have the higher fees to go with them. You know, ETFs, mutual funds, because the custodial fee. So just pay attention to what fees that you're paying. Look at the alternatives that you may have in your plan. There might be something a little better for you. And we kind of touched on it last week. We also mentioned Brokerage Link. A lot of 401ks are offering this. They don't openly promote it, where you can put money into the existing lineup of funds. Usually there's 12 or 15 default funds you have available. But some providers are offering Brokerage Link that goes outside the curtain, if you would, Tony. It opens up the universe of a lot of other investment choices that are available. There's other fund families. From there, you can really have the pick of the lot. You can actually get into there, find the best of the best, and build your all-star lineup that's going to help you achieve that retirement goal that you're looking for. So just things we want to think about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is a lot to think about. And I think pretty much everybody I know has a 401k, and you need to know what to do with it. A lot of people just kind of set it, forget it. So you want to make sure that you're putting the right amount in, you're putting enough in, but maybe not putting too much in. And maybe you want to start putting some of that money elsewhere, but you need to work with a financial professional, don't you?
Well, they do, Tony. And that's the thing that a financial advisor can help you with, folks. We talk about diversification a lot. And because that alone provides a better strategy over a long-term period of time. Diversification simply means having different asset classes. A lot of people I've met, Tony, over the years, you may invest in some growth funds in your 401k. One might be Fidelity. One can be Franklin Templeton. One could be the American funds. And what you find out is they're all the same type of fund. There's no diversification in because each of those funds own primarily the same stock. So pay attention to how you're diversified and also step beyond there. Even looking at, you know, domestic investments and looking at world investments, Tony, there's a time and a place for all these things. So understand what you're investing in. Are you truly diversified among all the various asset classes? Because that's going to play a major part in your success in building a successful, you know, nest egg down the road. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta build a nest egg, and it is important. Obviously you want to protect it. And a lot of people don't realize things like we talked about last week, that there are fees in the 401k. So what's next? What do we need to know next, Steve?
Well, kind of on that same thing, it's like, you know, I don't like the word well-balanced diet, but it is what it is. You have a well-balanced diet. You've got variety, you've got moderation, and you're going to have the right mix of nutrients as you build out your investment strategy. The other thing we talked about is required minimum distributions, Tony. You know,
yes.
Oh, yeah. You know, once that, here's that Uncle Sam comes knocking on your door, right? And I even touched on this in the show last week. When I was starting my career, 30 years ago, I was a consultant doing a lot of 401k plans all across the country. And, you know, the goal was you put money in, it's going in pre-tax, you're saving taxes, it's growing tax deferred. When you take it out, most likely you'll be in a lower tax bracket. And Tony, that doesn't work out for everybody. That's the thing. Each person individually needs to look at your situation and just project what is going to be your income in retirement, you know, post-retirement. What tax bracket are you going to be in? Some people may find out, because they have had a lot of success, Tony, they're not going to be in a lower tax bracket. So better yet, to know that today, you know, in fact, I ask people a lot, if what you thought to be true turned out not to be true, when do you want to know? And the answer is today, right? Because now you can have an opportunity to impact that outcome with a better decision. So Uncle Sam is going to come knocking. And here's the thing, Tony. Your money grows tax deferred. It's been established. It used to be 70 and a half. Now it is 73. The age is going to increase shortly in the future. Mm-hmm. But if you don't start taking your RMDs, Uncle Sam's going to come knocking, Tony, because that's how they track these things. They know when you're supposed to start taking RMDs. And if you do not, if you miss this critical deadline, you're going to be hit with penalties and interest, and along with what should have been taxable in the first place. That alone can really tilt a nest egg in a very negative way.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can really deplete it. You've got to watch out. You've got to plan for these things, you know, diversify, balance, RMDs, those required minimum distributions are going to hit. If you have those tax deferred accounts, the government eventually wants its money, right, Steve? And they're going to make you start taking it out.
Well, and along that same topic, Tony, we meet with a lot of people even today that they've got heavily amounts in IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, things like that. But anything that went in pre-tax, we call it qualified, you know, assets. And they realize the significance of what's happening. And so now they are going ahead and taking distributions now at age 55, 58, 60, whatever, knowing that they're re-strategizing how to put more money back on the balance sheet that is going to be in a more favorable tax environment. So my point is, instead of waiting around to 73 to start taking RMDs, there are situations, it always depends, it might make sense to start taking distributions now from the IRAs, pay the taxes now, put in a more favorable tax strategy where it can then grow into the future. And Roth, there's Roth conversions. There's also other instruments that are out there, Tony, that can be very helpful in aiding with that tax strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you want help with the tax strategy. Taxes play a big part in these accounts. And I think that's one thing a lot of people don't think about or forget or don't realize, that if you've got a tax deferred account, again, like with the RMDs, that tax is going to come due. You eventually have to take that money out, and it's growing, and all the money, the principal and the earnings, are taxable.
Right.
And it could put you in a higher tax bracket in retirement, the opposite of what most people think will happen.
See, our goal, Tony, is to get our clients the most income possible in the most tax efficient way. That's kind of how we start laying out our strategies. We even talk about our educational events about having different buckets of money, you know, having different strategies, different buckets of money. You can tap in at any given time based on your scenario, your situation. Each bucket has different you know, benefits, if you would. And that kind of is a kind of segue into that. The question comes up now, should I open up an IRA if I already have a 401k plan? This is another article by Investopedia. 401ks versus IRAs, what's the difference? And it does provide some nice overview. Tony, the short answer is yes. You should probably consider opening up both. We've already talked about 401ks, getting a company match. Now let's focus on IRAs and some of the benefits that one can also accomplish by doing this. The one thing it can do, Tony, going back to what I mentioned earlier, if the 401k does not have the brokerage link, you know, opportunity, if you would, where you can look beyond the funds that are in your lineup of choices, where you can get access to potentially better investments. I shared it in last week's show. A lot of 401ks, again, no disrespect here, Tony, but they've gotten very complacent, kind of lazy about choosing a fund lineup. They don't spend a lot of time. Like when I was doing this years ago, we spent a lot of time with our investment committees, each company choosing the all-star lineup. They don't do as much of that today. So by the brokerage link, you get access to opportunities that are maybe potentially better choices. But if your plan doesn't allow that, this is where the IRA can be so beneficial, Tony, because now you can go out to the universe, open up an IRA, then you have a lot more investment choices available that could complement what you're doing in your 401k plan. We've done this for a lot of folks over the years. Let's say the 401k plan may have some good growth and income strategies, but they don't have other alternative asset classes that could be beneficial. That's where the IRA comes in, because then you can choose to balance out your strategy overall between all the asset classes. And here's the best part, Tony. This year, you can put $7,000 in an IRA. In addition to what you're putting in your 401k plan and getting the company match, if you're older than 50, there's a thing called the catch-up provision, Tony. You can put an additional $1,000 in, making $8,000 a year. Again, plus what you're putting in your 401k. And by doing this, you now maybe can potentially build a better diversified strategy. And something else I'll add here to Tony as well. If you're self-employed, then you have simple IRAs and SEP IRAs. We'll talk about those more in a minute, because those also have some significant benefits of how much you can contribute.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are limits, there are rules, there are catch-up contributions. There's a lot to know, isn't there? That people don't realize there is all of this, all of these details and things people need to know about their retirement plans, like 401ks, 403bs, TSPs.
Right.
They all have these rules and regulations, right?
Well, so you listeners out here, if any of you are self-employed, you're running a small business, a SEP IRA, SEP, might be your secret weapon. Unlike traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs come with way higher contribution limits, Tony. And here's the key. Only the employer can contribute. So if you're the boss, that means you're investing for your own future. You can contribute. Listen to this. Up to 25% of your gross salary, and the cap, 2025, the cap is $70,000. If you're 50 and older, they'll allow you to put in an extra $7,700. So if you're 50 and older, you can put $77,500. That's the limit. Tony, this is serious firepower. If you're self-employed, own your own business, this is significant opportunity to build your retirement plan, grow your wealth, and then again, you get to keep it simple. You get to keep control of it. And so very important. If you listeners out here that are self-employed, own a company, you might want to look into this if you haven't considered it already.
Right. You really do. And I think the key here is work with a financial services professional such as yourself, so you don't make costly mistakes with your money, with your investments, with your 401ks. How can our listeners get a hold of you, Steve, to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation, get their questions answered, get a second opinion, and make sure they're not making mistakes?
Folks, reach out to us, 937-667-6500-6500. Two locations, folks, Troy, Ohio, Beaver Creek, Ohio. If you want to schedule a consultation, go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. Right on the main page, there's a link there. You can schedule a call on our calendar. You can also schedule an in-person or even a virtual meeting. So pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com, 937-667-6500.
All right. Well, Steve, we've been talking about different types of retirement accounts, mainly 401ks, but, 401ks are important, but now a lot of people have IRAs. Some people say, should I have everything I've got in a 401k, or should I have some in an IRA? Should I have some in a Roth? What would you say to that?
Well, I would say, Tony, again, it
can comes you have both
earlier. Yes. And it goes back to that buckets of money we talked about, Tony. We like to have diversification among several different investment strategies, whether it be IRA, 401ks, company matches, Roth IRAs. And that kind of segues into another opportunity where, if you've got a small company, simple IRAs are a good alternative. Let's be really transparent here. If you have a 401k plan, Tony, and if you are the company, the corporation, there are admin fees annually. There's audits that have to occur each year that can add up to be a little bit of cost. So a lot of employers are simplifying it using, here it is, no pun intended, the simple IRA. So this employer now can match 3% of an employee's annual contributions, or they can even set up a non-elective 2% for each employee's salary. So the latter doesn't require the employee contributions, Tony. So you can provide a benefit for your employees and not have it be so costly to you being the employer. So you're providing a huge benefit for them. They can start deferring money from their paycheck into their simple IRA, you know, the plan where they're employed, right? And again, this opportunity here, Tony, even means more significant. They should then look at an IRA in addition to the simple, because again, the simple does have lower limits of what the maximum contributions can be.
Sure.
So that's where the IRA can come in handy, where one can defer more money into a pre-tax account, and or maybe even the simple plan does also offer the Roth conversion or Roth privileges as well. Tony, I'm so sorry. I've got a head cold here, and hope my listeners understand me okay. But
I can understand you.
Yeah, yeah. It's just that time of year down here in Ohio. It's just stuff going around down here. But so again, a simple plan can be another benefit for small employers. Keep the cost down, but then provide a benefit for your employees. Because it's all about, remember years ago I did this, it was all about what can we do as a consultant that we can help these small companies hire and retain quality employees. And by putting in some of these 401k plans we did years ago, we allowed these small companies to be more competitive in the workplace by offering benefits to employees that now gave them staying power, where they would stick around. They were getting some additional benefits to help them in their journey, and that gave them enough reason to want to stick around and work for this company.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Well, and I know that there's simple IRAs, SEP IRAs, and then there's traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. I know there are a lot of different rules. Is a Roth IRA considered, or is a 401k considered an IRA for tax purposes? Are they the same when it comes to taxes? They're both tax deferred, right? A traditional 401k and a traditional IRA, right?
Well, you know, when it comes to taxes, not all retirement accounts play by the same rules, Tony. IRAs, sure. 401ks come with different tax perks. Knowing, you know, how they work, it can make a big difference. So, for example, a Roth IRA, you pay taxes on the money going in, but you play by the rules. Your account's been open at least for 5 years, and or you're 59 and a half, your withdrawals are tax-free. So traditional IRAs and 401ks, the script is flipped. In other words, the money's going in pre-tax, and we talked about it earlier in the show, which lowers your taxable income today. But understand that upon retirement, those distributions are taxed as ordinary income. So unfortunately, it's not just about saving. It's about how much you save. And again, this is where the financial advisor, Tony, that's well-versed in some of these things can give some good insight to what's the best thing for you, considering your income, where your as far as your adjusted gross income, where you're at now. What are your future goals? When do you want to retire? What does retirement look like for you as far as cash flow that you're going to be expecting? That advisor, Tony, can put together a great strategy for you, kind of giving you that what that long-term journey is going to look like, so there's no big surprises down the road.
Yeah, we don't want surprises, not when it comes to our finances or something that could derail our retirement. We want to know what's coming, and that's why having a plan in place is so critical, and this is so important. Now, when you have money in an IRA, especially in a traditional IRA, you can lose money, right?
Well, Tony, you can. IRAs, 401ks, they all, you're investing in a mixture of stocks and or bonds, right? Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's based on the risk analysis or risk assessment you've done, that account could vary, high and low throughout the year based on market volatility. So one's not better than the other as far as that scenario. Just understand, we use a thing called COMRA, Color Money Risk Analysis, Tony. That helps that consumer understand where should you be investing? What baseball park should you be playing in? The minor league, the major leagues? And in other words, help you understand the risk you're willing to take without doing something crazy and overreacting like some people I've seen do in the past. But folks, if you've got a 401k, it can be rolled into an IRA without penalties. Tony, we've helped a lot of folks do this over the years. You're still working, You've got a great job. You've got a great company match. When you turn 59 and a half, a lot of plans have an in-service rollover provision that gives you the ability to do a non-taxable transfer, a direct rollover into an IRA, where now you, the consumer, have got more control, more flexibility, and more say-so of how you want to invest this money, what strategies you want to put into place, because the 401k does provide a lot of limitations, Tony.
There you go. I think that's so important. So before we go, Steve, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you once again to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Folks, take advantage of it. There's no gimmicks, no gotchas. Give us a call, 937-667-6500. PinnacleInvestmentAdvisors.com. Go to the website, click on the link, schedule a call, get on our calendar, schedule a call and or a in-person or a virtual meeting. We love to hear from you folks.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Steve. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple, the pilot of the airwaves.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.